I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk. That's about, I'm guessing, three or four books. Malachi, and then go back about four books, something like this. Habakkuk, I'm going to be dealing with chapter 1 and the first four verses of chapter 2. I had prepared a message for this week, this Sunday, and something happened this week that my heart was stirred to look in this book. And I truly believe that this is the message of the hour. It's not the skill of the preacher to set forth the word. It's the word itself that is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's God's word that convicts. And I pray this morning that as we consider the Lord's word, may the Lord be pleased to bless his people. I have entitled this message, Comfort in the Midst of Adversity. Comfort in the Midst of Adversity. Now, there is no believer that is not going through right now, or just did, or soon shall go through adversity. We go through this world. We're in this world. We're not of it. But I'm telling you that every believer is going through things inwardly, outwardly. Outwardly causing it inwardly. Suffering. Trials, tribulations, chastisement. And I want us to look at this blessed prophecy from the prophet Habakkuk. Habakkuk's name means strong embrace. And the word, the name itself, can refer both to the Lord's embrace of his people and their embrace for the Lord, having called them out of darkness, giving them a new heart, that they are made willing in the day of God's power. They will not let him go. They're like Jacob. The Lord wrestled with Jacob and he said, let me go. And Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Jacob the supplanter, Jacob the trickster, Jacob the huckster, the one that God loved, the one that God chose to show mercy to. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Does God have the right to do that? Yes, he does. He's the Lord. And his ways are not our ways. And his thoughts are not our thoughts. And we look unto him, trusting him, waiting on him, and going through these trials and tribulations, which the scripture reveals are for our good, divinely sent, divinely ordered. And Almighty God sends his people these trials. And the Lord said, if you be without chastisement, why is that? It's because you're not his. You're illegitimate. You're a bastard. That's the scripture's language. You're an illegitimate one. You may claim to be a believer. You may claim to know him. But I'm telling you, the trials and tribulations of this world The trials and tribulations of a believer are real. They struggle. They go through this world. They're in it. They know they're not of it. And they feel it. And they need some comfort. And God sends a pastor. And He sends a pastor to preach to them and tell them, what does God have to say? What does the Lord have to say? Habakkuk. The burden which Habakkuk, the prophet, did see. The Lord laid upon this man, this prophet, a burden. And it was the heaviness of this message from the Lord, and it was concerning correction for God's people. The Lord gave this man a burden, and he felt it within, and he knew that it was a burden to himself, and it was going to be a burden to the people. But the Lord loved him, and he sent this word. And here's what Habakkuk had to say. Oh Lord, Jehovah, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous. Therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Lord, here's what Habakkuk is saying. Here's a man. He's a man with like passions. He's a man that God called out of darkness and gave him a heart for the gospel. Gave him a heart for Christ. And Habakkuk was sensitive. The scripture says in verse 1, the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. He saw it. He saw what was going on. Lord, he said, I've cried unto you for so long. Lord, verse 2, how long shall I cry? And here's what he's asking. Will you not hear? Have there ever been times in your life when you felt as though you feel the pressure, you see the burden within, burdens without, you see whatever the burden is, whatever it is, here's what it is. You see it, and it's a grieving thing to you. And you prayed about it. And you prayed about it. And you prayed about it. And it feels to you like the Lord doesn't hear. You've seen no evidence. You feel no calming effect of the Lord having spoken to you. Habakkuk's just being honest about it. Lord, how long shall I cry and thou wilt not hear? Even cry unto thee of violence, of what's going on. Lord, these things that are happening. Now let me tell you what was happening. He's talking about the violence that's done to God's people by the world. We're going to look at it in just a minute. He's talking about the chastisement that the Lord is sending against His people. And here's the reason. It's because of their rebellion. The people of God are wrong. And Habakkuk sees it. He knows it. He knows what's going on. He sees the people are insensitive. They've lost, apparently, their zeal, their love, their sharpness, their caring. And God Almighty is going to send oppression to them, to correct them, just like He did in the wilderness, just like He did in Egypt, just like He does today. And Habakkuk sees it. And he knows that the people of God are suffering. He knows they are. And he's crying out to the Lord, "Lord, help." How long? How long? Will you not save? Here's what he's saying. "Lord, we're wrong. We're wrong. Deserving of chastisement. We haven't been, Lord, sensitive as we ought to be." Let me ask you this. Is there anybody that can enter into that? "I haven't been as I ought. Lord, how long? Lord, you behold iniquity committed against your people." And he said, "You're allowing me to see it. I see it. Lord, is there no judgment toward the people that are chastising your people? Lord, is for their cruelty." He says in verse 4, "Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth." Now, here's what he's saying. The laws. Let's just get right down to the natural things. Let's take the law of the land. The laws of the land. God's law especially, but the law of the land. I mean, Lord, laws that are set up. Lord, you've raised up all authority. You've raised up the magistrates. You've raised up, you know, every position of leadership. Lord, you raised it up. And you raised it up for the peace and the well-being of your people. Lord, you put all these people in place for the protection and the safety and the comfort of your elect. That's why all of it. That's why we have police officers, and that's why we have an army, and that's why we have all it. It's for the protection of God's people, their well-being. God, all authority is of the Lord. Why? For His people's sake. And here's what Habakkuk is saying. The law is slacked. It's as if the law, they're on the books. The laws are on the books. I mean, you know, do we ever see that? You ever see laws on the books and all of a sudden, I mean, you think, is there no justice? Is there no judgment against wrongdoing? And God's people are suffering for it? Your law seems to have no power over their actions. Your judgment's not pronounced upon them because of their rebellion. They surround your people with unchecked actions of ungodliness. There's no fear of correction. There's no judgment. There's no justice. Lord, how long? How long? How long shall I cry? It's like Lot when he was in Sodom, vexed when he beheld the grossness of the sin of the Sodomites there. And it just appeared as though God sent no judgment. Lord, how long? He was vexed. That's what Scripture says. Lot was vexed daily. Lord, how long? How long shall I cry? Lord. And then the Lord in mercy. And oh, how gracious the Lord is. He brought Habakkuk to the point of just, you know, knocking and knocking and knocking. He said, knock because of his importunity. It was good for Habakkuk. Habakkuk would see the problem, and he knew the problem. Problem, here's the problem. It's the rebellion of God's people. And Habakkuk is saying, Lord, they're wrong, but oh, the injustice that's being done to them. Lord, how long? No checks and balances, Lord. How long? Look, then the Scripture says in verse 5, the Lord answers, and He gives him some light. Now, here's this is a great, great revelation to me. I'm going to just share it with you. Here's a great revelation to me, and I hope it'll give you some comfort as it did to me. The Lord answers in mercy. Now, he tells Habakkuk, giving him of something of the wise reasons for allowing the heathen to continue for a while in his rebellion. But also he's showing of the Lord's marvelous wisdom and work in redemption and salvation toward a people that he's everlastingly loved. Here's what's happening. Habakkuk is seeing the slackness of the people of God. He sees it. He knows it. It's their insensitivity. It's their waywardness. It's fence straddling. And Habakkuk knows what's going on. And he sees again how the Lord has allowed the heathen to treat God's people, how God's people are treated with such disrespect, how they're hated and resented and they're tried and troubled. And Habakkuk is pleading for them. Lord, how long? How long? How long? And the Lord gives him some instruction here that was great light. Verse 5. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told you. Now, the Lord is giving Habakkuk an insight into what is really going on. You know, if you ever see what's actually happening, then your heart begins to settle down a little bit. If all I see is the chaos, if all I look at is the things and the mess and the stuff, and I don't know what's going on, I'm confused. That's what Habakkuk, Lord, how long, how long, how long? What, Lord, how long? And for God Almighty to tell Habakkuk what's really happening is great peace and comfort to God's people. Now here's what the deal is. And we would have never known what was really going on in Habakkuk's time. And right now, if the Lord had not moved upon the Apostle Paul and gave Paul some insight on what Habakkuk was asking and what the Lord told Habakkuk. I want you to look at the wording right there. For in the latter part of verse 5, I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though I told you. I'm going to tell you what's going on. And but for the grace of God, you won't know it, you won't believe it. I want you to hold your place right there and turn to the book of Acts, chapter 13. Hold your place, Acts 13. Now what the wording, remember the wording, I'm going to work a work in your days which you will not believe though it be told you. Acts 13. Verse 38 to 41. Now listen to the Spirit of God speak through the Apostle Paul. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren. Now, Paul is preaching to some Jews that are oppressing God's people. Now, here's these Jews. Now, if you want to see, and just we're going to go back to Habakkuk in a minute. And we're going to go through that book, that chapter, and we're going to look and see. There was a people, the Chaldeans, were oppressing God's people. And the Lord told Habakkuk, when Habakkuk pleaded and pleaded and pleaded, he said, I'm going to work a work in your day. He said, I'm going to tell you. You're not going to believe it. I'm going to tell you what's going on. Here's what, listen to Paul. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, all that believe by the Lord Jesus Christ are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which was spoken of in the prophets. Like Habakkuk. Be careful, Paul says. Behold, you despisers, and wonder, and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. Now look at verse 44. What work, Paul? What work? What work, Lord, were you talking about back in Habakkuk? What work were you talking about that you were going to work and men would hear it and they wasn't going to believe it, but for the grace of God, some will. God's people will. But all these oppressors and these those that hate God's people, work against them, that hear these things, they're not going to believe this. But here's what God said He's doing. In the midst of all this adversity, what was being accomplished by this? Look at verse 44. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. What work, Lord, are you working? In the midst of all of this adversity, in the midst of all of this trial, tribulation, everything that's going on, while Habakkuk looked and saw the trials of God's people, the oppression of God's people, and crying out for judgment against those that were deserving of judgment, the people that hated God's people. And here's Habakkuk crying out, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Lord, how long? How long? How long? Lord, what's going on? What's going on? The Lord said, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on, Habakkuk. All of these things that are coming about, He said, I'm working those things. And I'm working those things for your good and for my eternal will and purpose, for my glory. All of these things that are going on in this world, what's happening? Why is there trouble over there? Why is there trouble here in this country? Why all of the turmoil and the upheaval? What's going on? The Lord said, I'm going to work a work in you, among you, but for your grace, but for my grace, you're not going to believe. All of these things that are coming about, all of the trials, the tribulation, everything that's going on in your life, Almighty God is ordering these things for the salvation of His elect. You think, how? How can these things be? Can it not be where God's people don't suffer? No, it can't be. It can't be like that. A man going to live godly in this way, he's going to suffer. He's going to suffer. He's going to cast himself upon the mercy of God. The Lord wisely sends all these things our way. Whenever we behold the trials and the tribulations, let us not get our eyes upon the rod of His correction, but bow to Him who holds that rod of correction in His hand for our good and for His glory. May we behold Him, the God of mercy, for Christ's sake, to an everlastingly loved people, for the Lord's sake and for our good. Amen. I'm going to stop right there for right now, because I can tell you this is going to go way too long. Why don't we just take a break, and I'll come back in just a few minutes, okay? We'll just pick up right there where we left.